M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Former President Trump speaking to a room full of supporters at Mar-a-Lago hours after he was arraigned on criminal charges in New York.
Donald Trump telling supporters at his Florida resort that today's arrest and arraignment is a personal vendetta against him.
I have a Trump-hating judge with a Trump-hating wife and family.
The president also claiming, without evidence, that a federal special counsel and New York attorney general are using the court system to keep him out of the White House in 2024. Andy Field, ABC News.
Former President Trump pleading not guilty to all 34 counts in the indictment. ABC News legal contributor Royal Oaks.
When you look at the puzzle all put together, it just says felony, 4 years in prison, Donald Trump cheated. But how do you get that puzzle? You've got 34 different pieces, different documents that he allegedly may have falsified, different people he told, he directed to make false statements and so on. So those are the building blocks.
This is ABC News. Car sales up this year, but so are loan rates. ABC News business correspondent Alexis Christophorus.
After a rough couple of years, some major automakers are starting to see a rebound in sales. Supply chains are bouncing back after the pandemic, which means there are more cars and trucks in dealerships. GM, Honda, Hyundai, and Nissan among those posting strong sales to start the year. The exception, though, was Toyota, which continues to deal with parts shortages.
Edmund says auto loan rates hit their highest level in 15 years in the first quarter, but have started to level off. The only remaining Michigan State University student who was hospitalized following February's mass shooting has been discharged. Phil Mickelson returning to Augusta National for a practice round ahead of the Masters. He missed the event last year for the first time since 1994 after some controversial comments about the Saudi-backed LIV golf breakaway circuit. Investigators recovering the black boxes from two Army Black Hawk helicopters that crashed last week in Kentucky, killing all nine soldiers on board. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media, too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
It's Girl Scout cookie time. In the Holmes household, what do you end up stocking up on?
The chocolate stripes.
The Samoas or the Caramel Delights.
You know, once you start, you go through an entire roll right away.
What new flavors would you create? Maybe one that tastes like Guinness beer. I don't know. Do not suggest a bratwurst flavored cookie. I'm not down with that.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But it gave my mom and me more time to plan, together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Join me every Monday through Friday on the Tom Hartman Program on Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, WMDX, 1580 AM. Tune in for the news of the day, share your opinion on the topics we discuss, and join the lively debate with me and my guests each weekday from 11 to 2 on the Tom Hartman Program. Only on Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, WMDX 1580 AM, Madison's home for progressive news talk radio. Tag, you're it.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Phones? Social media? You've kept up with the times. If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in just 3 minutes, you'll get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to pre-recorded content on Devil Radio. To see our station's entire live lineup, check out devilradio927.com.
Who's the most fun to drink with of the Republican lawmakers? Todd also confirmed that Robin Voss has virtually no sense of humor.
You can always let us know if you are drinking with lawmakers at 844-967-2789.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Happy Election Day. I would love to hear from you if you have already voted. Leave me a comment in the live stream, which just went live. So we missed the first hour, but on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, anyone watching there, welcome to today's election edition. If you voted already, give us a shout. If you're encouraging other people to vote, give us a shout. If you have we want to see your stickers.
Yes.
We want to see everything celebrating voting. 844-967-2789. If you tag As Goes Wisconsin on any social media platform with your picture of your I voted sticker, I will retweet, share, boost, all of the things.
All the things.
I will celebrate you if you want to share your celebration of democracy and voting today, because, man, it's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big one. 844-967-2789. You can text that number. You can call that number. Text her from the 920. You were talking, Kristen, about why today is such a big day, obviously because of our Supreme Court race in the 8th Senate District here in Wisconsin. Of course, the former president getting indicted in New York. But the 920 says another thing that makes today big is that NATO just added Finland in the last hour or so.
That is a very big deal. Also, did you know that their prime minister, the party lost by 1%? And so the 37-year-old prime minister who is... had work boundaries, and she, during COVID, she went out and left her work phone at work. So she will no longer be prime minister. But she had a very gracious exit speech as far as this is what democracy looks like. But I read that this morning as well, that she, big day for Finland, and that they both join NATO, and also they're going to have a change in the majority party. But other big news, obviously Trump's indictment, our election, Finland joining NATO, and I do think this is getting covered, and I just don't know if it's breaking through the noise of
everything else,
election and everything else, because and I have my newsletters that I read every morning, and there's usually kind of between the three or four that I read for national news, the stories overlap, and there was only a couple, not even full paragraphs, but acknowledgments that this is even happening in Tennessee versus again, we know how much information I usually get from TikTok, specifically an account called Under the Desk News, which does an incredible job doing independent reporting, who brought this to my attention yesterday of just the absolute chaos going on in Tennessee. And do we have the one that is, there's a couple bleeps in it?
I did not get the one with a couple bleeps in it.
Oh, okay. Then never mind. they basically, in their video, said, stop talking about Trump's effing plane.
Oh, yeah.
And pay attention to what's happening in Tennessee, because let's play the one where she explains a little bit, at least what's happened so far to get us to this point.
There is an emergency crisis of democracy happening in the state of Tennessee right now. In the wake of the death of six people at the Covenant School in Tennessee, thousands of student protesters have flooded the Capitol, holding protests demanding gun control and safer schools. The protests have been entirely peaceful with no reported injuries. And again, this is one of the largest student-led protests in our recent history. And the House Speaker of Tennessee's legislature has now equated this protest asking for safe schools with the January 6th insurrection.
So I don't know if you've seen any of the videos over the last week since Thursday of young people flooding the state capital of Tennessee and causing a ruckus, right? Like wanting to be heard as young people to do something. I've seen videos of, you know, body chains and state troopers ripping them apart. But it's been a demonstration. It's been peaceful, but it's been a demonstration of huge turnout of young people saying, when is enough enough? And we've seen this before after Marjorie Stoneman Douglas and the big day of action that they had for March for Our Lives. But like, this is not a movement of young people that is going away. And how much outsized, like, I don't think we can actually fathom it, of what it's like and how many school shootings there's been. Like, we had to do bomb threats. And like, there was every once in a while, there was a bomb threat drill. Sure. I never had to do active shooter drills. And now the fact that this is just a regular thing for them. Like, I think the fact that certain politicians think that this can just be ignored is ridiculous. And so there's been this outpouring of support and demonstration in Tennessee. And three of the major supporters of the protest are three democratically elected representatives that hail from Nashville, Memphis, and Knoxville. And here's what happened to them. It was proposed yesterday, and I think it's happening right now. So this is the sound from Justin Jones, who's a representative from Nashville.
So what's going on here in Tennessee today?
So three of us lawmakers who stood with our constituents demanding that they take action and hear that thousands of people gathered on Thursday.